From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was detained along with more than 1,000 of his supporters on Saturday. The arrests happened during nationwide rallies against Vladimir Putin. Riot police in Moscow and St. Petersburg beat protesters, throwing them into police vans in an attempt to disperse huge crowds that gathered to protest Putin's swearing-in ceremony on Monday. Here's a Navalny supporter. He says, I came here to support the protest of Navalny since Putin is not our king, since Putin is a thief. I believe this is so. Scuffles also broke out between Navalny's supporters and pro-Kremlin activists. The supporter says, God forbid if there's a coup, we'll lie down here, but it's not allowed. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed a date and place have been set for the historic summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A day later, another small step toward reconciliation on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea says it has shifted its clocks to 30 minutes earlier to align with South Korea's time zone. That's the sound of the clock tower at the Pyongyang railway station, though the video from the North state-run media could not be independently verified. North Korea created its own time zone in 2015. Lava is bubbling out of two vents as Kilauea volcano erupts in a residential neighborhood on Hawaii's Big Island. Hawaii County spokeswoman says two of the eight vents that have formed since Thursday are actively spattering lava. We have much more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is reestablishing a Navy fleet that was disbanded 7 years ago as it shifts more resources against Russia. Reuters' Matthew Larotondo reports.
The Navy's second fleet will be responsible for the North Atlantic and based out of Norfolk, Virginia. Eventually, it will hold over 200 staff, although who will command them hasn't been decided yet. Russia's own navy has recently increased their patrols, although it still possesses fewer ships than it did during the Cold War.
That was Reuters' Matthew Larotondo. Earlier this year, the Pentagon announced a new national defense strategy that prioritizes Russia and China. Tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets in Paris on Saturday to protest against the stream of economic reforms brought on by French President Emmanuel Macron. Protesters bearing Stop Macron banners and chanting 1 year is enough were cheered on by drummers and marching bands in an anti-celebration of Macron's time in office. Here's one protester.
The French system is very unique and it used to be great and it's been destroyed. So we're trying to defend what's left of it and not to go, I mean, in this very capitalistic, how do you say that, system, like the American system.
Protesters are angry at reforms led by Macron, such as abolishing some worker protections and increasing police powers. Boko Haram fighters have attacked villages in the far north region of Cameroon, leaving at least a dozen dead. Several soldiers have been wounded and villages torched in a large operation involving hundreds of attackers. More from VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka.
Jean-Pierre Ndanga, a Cameroon military officer in Mabanda, says they found it extremely difficult to fight back because the invaders were using villagers as human shields.
Nous sommes arrivés à la localité de Mabanda où on a retrouvé.
He says when he ordered his troops to get down from their military jeep and move towards hundreds of villagers they saw marching towards the Mabanda village square, they suddenly heard gunshots. He says he and many of the troops were wounded as they struggled to retreat to protect the villagers. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Mabanda, Northern Cameroon.
Cameroon's military says the militants fled to neighboring Nigeria after the attack, but at least seven of the insurgents were killed. Three suicide bombers attacked the residence of Kandahar police chief in the Boldak district, General Abdul Razik, on Friday. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.